time now for the call-in. Childhood obesity. For a couple of years, it seemed like we were making progress fighting the epidemic. We got media reports, including from NPR, that the numbers might be in decline.
The tide may be turning in the fight against childhood obesity. It's according to a new report.
And of course, we had Michelle Obama's high-profile campaign to reduce childhood obesity called Let's Move.
Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to talk to you about the fifth anniversary of Let's Move.
It turns out the numbers have moved in the wrong direction. A recent study in the journal Pediatrics shows a spike in obesity among kids 2 to 5. In that age group, it's the highest it's been since 1999. You called in to tell us how childhood obesity has shown up in your family. Peggy Holloway from Omaha, Nebraska, pointed the finger at passing diet fads like the low-fat, high-carb diet.
That was the completely wrong thing to do, but we didn't know it. And by the time she was about 15, my daughter weighed 320 pounds.
But it's not about the food for Jennifer DeGennaro of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I really think it's due more to genetics than anything else. My children eat sugar, white flour, ice cream, all the things that are vilified in the public's eye.
And then Juliana Gracia of Warsaw, Virginia, had questions beyond the dinner table.
How many of these kids live in food deserts or are victims of food insecurity? How many of them are on free or reduced lunch and don't have access to vegetables outside of school?
To help us out with this is David Ludwig. He is a doctor at Boston Children's Hospital and the founding director of the Optimal Weight for Life program, one of the country's oldest clinics for the care of overweight children. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
How did we get the numbers so wrong?
Well, it seemed to make sense after all of this attention to childhood obesity, Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, and other public health measures, that we had all hoped that obesity prevalence would respond. Unfortunately, as we now know from these new statistics, that was more of a mirage than a true glimmer. When you look at subgroups in short-term studies, movement in the numbers can go up and down with no real meaning. Looking back, we now know that the changes that we saw that caused so much hullabaloo was really a statistical fluke, and that obesity rates now among children are at their highest levels ever.
Are the reasons we have childhood obesity in this country the same reasons adults in this country are obese?
Usually what makes an adult gain weight will make a child gain weight too, but there are some unique factors that apply to kids. The influences in the home, parenting practices, modeling are key for children. It's not enough to just tell a child what to eat. We have to model it ourselves as parents. And we need to create an environment that supports everyone to maintain a healthy weight. We've succeeded in doing the exact opposite, creating an environment that's almost optimally designed to make us fat.
Explain.
Well, as one of your callers mentioned, you know, we didn't get the science right, and that was the first place to start. We told people to cut back on fat, which is, many of which is very healthful, avocado, nuts, olive oil. They don't produce excessive weight gain. They're very filling. Instead, we told people to load up on processed carbohydrates and gave sugary beverages essentially a pass. We have to get the science right, and then we have to get the policies right, and then we have to make the difficult political decisions to put public health over the special interest of the food industry.
You mentioned the special interests of the food industry, and obviously there have been recent changes under the Trump administration to some of those policies. Is that a concern?
Well, there are many concerns with food policy and obesity policy more generally today. First is that we really lack a vision for how we can bring together all of the necessary forces to attack the problem at all of the drivers that we know can affect body weight. You know, it's not enough to give kids good preventive medical care in their healthy child visits once a year, even if that were reimbursed. They also have to get decent food at school. And unfortunately, many of the improvements in the school lunch program are being revised. Kids need an opportunity to move their bodies every day. And for many kids, physical education classes are once or twice a week, if that.
I want to talk about the risk of obesity for kids of color. Those rates are different for them. Why?
Unfortunately, while rates are getting worse among everybody, they're increasing fastest among these subgroups. You know, that may have a lot to do with socioeconomic factors. It takes money in our modern environment to pursue a healthful diet, to bring your kids to safe recreational opportunities after school and on the weekends. For low-income families, the obstacles to a healthful diet and lifestyle can be prohibitive.
So I'm a mom of a 5-year-old girl. What advice could you give me? I mean, we're not seeing these policies in place. And until we do, what should I do?
Well, we all have to work together to try to make the environment healthier for everybody. And we can do that in part by voting with the ballot for legislators who are willing to put public health ahead of special interest. This isn't rocket science. We know what to do. We've just lacked political will. So until we can recreate an environment that supports everybody's health, it's up to parents to create a bastion of protection for children in the home.
Dr. David Ludwig is a doctor at Boston Children's Hospital. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And next week on The Call-In, the two political parties are getting ready for the crucial midterm elections. We'd like to hear from you about what matters to you in your community. What issues are important? What kinds of candidates do you want to see? What is your message to your party? Call in with your comments at 202-216-9217. Be sure to include your full name, where you're from, and your phone number, and we may use it on the air. That's 202-216-9217.